Hey guys, welcome to the 5 Minutes Sports Podcast. Today I'll be continuing with the remaining 8 Premier League clubs' transfer spending so far in this summer transfer window. But before beginning, I just want to give you all the 2 top stories in the footballing world. Number 1, PSG have officially announced that they have signed Neymar for €222 million, which is his release clause. And second, Leicester City have announced the signing of Kelechi Iheanacho from Manchester City for £25 million. Iheanacho will wear the number 8 jersey at the Foxes. So continuing with the club's transfer spending, we start off part 3 with Newcastle United. They brought in Christian Atsu for £6 million, Florian Lejeune for £8.7 million. Of course, all these figures are in pounds, and I'm not going to include any loan deals, like I had mentioned earlier. Then Stefan O'Connor and Joseph Yarny have come in for free. Jacob Murphy has come in for £12 million, and Javier Manquillo has come in for £4.5 million. The players that have left are Florian Thauvin, who has gone for £9.8 million, Kevin Mbabu and Harris Vukic have gone for free. Lubomir Satka, Warren Anita and Johan Gufran have also gone for free. And Daryl Murphy has gone for £2 million, which gives us a net spend of £19 million by Newcastle United. Moving on to Southampton, who have only signed Jan Bednarek for £5 million, and the players that have gone out are Cupo Martina, Lloyd Isgrove, Harley Willard, Martin Caceres, who have all been released, Jason McCarthy, who has gone out for £200,000, and Jay Rodriguez has gone out for £12 million. That gives us a net profit of £6.8 million made by Southampton. That is good on the money front at least, but then they've been losing these preseason games game after game. It just doesn't seem right going into the season for Southampton. They could be in danger of relegation, yeah, I think. Moving on to Stoke, Darren Fletcher is coming for free. Josh Steinman, I didn't get any information on him, so let's take it his transfer as £1 million. Gone out are Daniel Butchman, Shea Given, Liam Edwards, Harry Isted, Joel Taylor, George Waring, all of which have been released. Glenn Whelan has gone out for £1 million. Marco Arnautovic has gone out for £23 million. And Phil Bardsley has gone out for £1.5 million. That gives us a £25 million profit made by Stoke. Not bad. Moving on to Swansea, Erwin Mulder has come in for free. Roque Mesa has come in for £11 million. Mark Walsh has also come in for free. And Cian Harris has come in for £250,000. The players that have gone out are, this is quite a list of the players that have been released: Gerhard Tremel, Marvin Emnes, Liam Shepherd, Josh Vickers, Owen Jones, Tom Dyson, Tom Holland, and Frank Tabano. Bafétimbi Gomis has gone out for £8 million, and Jack Cock has gone out for £10 million, which gives us a £7 million profit made by Swansea. Of course, there have been strong rumors over the last couple of days that Gylfi Sigurdsson might also move away from Swansea for £50 million to Everton. So that will really give Swansea a boost if they want to quickly sign a few more players before the transfer window shuts. Moving on to Spurs, they haven't signed any players yet, which is quite surprising actually, because I thought they must have made, you know, at least one or two signings, like maybe one or two youth players, but no, it's not even that. The players that have gone out are Luke McGee, I didn't get any information on him, Kyle Walker gone out for £50 million, Clinton NG gone out for £6 million, and Federico Fazio has gone out for £4 million, which gives us a healthy £60 million profit made by Spurs. Watford have signed Tom Cleverley for 8 million, Chalobah for 5.5 million, Will Hughes for 8 million, Daniel Batchman and Kiko Femenia. I didn't get information on these two. So let's take both of them as 1 million each. Gone out is Mario Suarez. Didn't get any information on him either. That's also 1 million. And finally, Steven Bergwijn, who's gone out for 6 million. So the spending that Watford have done is 8 plus 8, 16, 22 and a half. And that's around 16 million spent by Watford. Moving on to West Brom, they've signed Jay Rodriguez for 12 million, and Ben Pearce has been signed for 1 million. Gone out are Darren Fletcher on a free transfer and Sebastian Pocknoloni for 1 million, which gives us a net spend of 12 million done by West Brom. And finally, moving on to West Ham United, Zabaleta has come in for free, Marko Arnautovic has come for 23 million, which is also a club record signing, and Javier Hernandez has come in for 16 million. Gone out is quite a long list of players. Ashley Fletcher for 6.5 million, Darren Randolph for 5 million, Howard Norwide for 1 million, Enner Valencia for 5 million, George Dobson for 1 million. And now all the players that have been released: Alvaro Arbeloa, Sam Ford, Sam House, Sam Wesley, that's quite a few Sams, Kyle Noyle, Raphael Spiegel, and Stephen Henry. These are, of course, the players who have all been released. That gives us a net spend of £21 million that West Ham have spent. So I think I'm done with all the 20 Premier League clubs, guys. Finally, that was hell of a lot of research. Anyways, I'll see y'all after the weekend. Don't call me, I'll call you. Yalla bye, enjoy the weekend.